I'm Chris Johnson. I work in sales, and I don't really like working in sales because I never saw myself as a salesman. I always thought that like salesmen were kind of douchey. You know, you walk into a store, some slick fucking asshole walks up to you, starts fucking haggling you. When I go to the store, I just want to be left the fuck alone. If I want some help, I'll ask for some fucking help. I don't want people to walk up to me and try to sell me shit. And it's the worst when you tell them that you don't need any fucking help and they'll start telling you like some of the specials. You walk into like a fucking electronics store and you're by like the DVDs or some shit. And they're like, hey man, you need help finding anything? No, I'm an adult. I can find it myself. Oh, okay, I just want to let you know that there's 2-for-1. Don't give a shit, buddy. Don't give a fuck. And you know, if you buy a third, you can get this free. I don't give a shit. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't say that to the people. I just think it. Because I don't want to fight with these people. I know they're just doing their jobs. But a lot of salespeople are terrible at their fucking jobs. My old boss, BB, told me that I was good in sales. I don't really think I'm good. I just think I can talk to people. I just think I'm a human being that knows how to talk to people and knows when people are getting pissed and knows what to say in certain situations. And then sometimes people buy it because I sell fucking insurance and a lot of times people need it. You need fucking insurance on your home. The mortgage is going to require that shit. So like you're going to fucking buy it anyway. You might as well buy it from a guy that you like talking to. That's my secret. I don't know how long I can stay in the field. As long as I need to, I guess. I mean, it's paying the fucking bills now. I don't have anything else lined up. So I'm a fucking salesman now. One thing I don't do is get in the business of like competing at work. You got to hit a certain set of numbers and it's fucking annoying because they raise the numbers up. They're always trying to keep you motivated. You're like, oh, if you get this many sales, you're going to get this amount of money. And just like, leave me the fuck alone. There's no like, for me in my job in sales and any other job that I've ever had in my life, there's no gear. You either do the job or you don't. You know what I'm saying? You show up to work and you do what you're paid to fucking do or you don't do it. There's no level of doing it. If somebody calls in, I'll try to sell them a fucking insurance policy. And if they buy it, great. And if they don't, I'll move on to the next one. It's not like I'm going to half-ass it. They record the fucking calls. They like grade you and shit. So I do my fucking job. I've been told that I'm in the minority in that field. That certain people are different than that or everybody else is different than that. I just think it's weird. Like, I don't understand that. There's just one pace to do it. You either try or you don't try. And I'm a fucking adult and I'm a professional and I don't want to get fired. So I go there and I do my fucking job. Simple as that. But I don't do it to like compete with other assholes like on the floor or in the building. There's a lot of that shit. A lot of lame, douchey bullshit. Like, hey, how many sales did you get? Yeah, I had 10 today. Oh. Like, okay, great, dick. What kind of a fucking loser wanders around work like bragging about how well they did their fucking job? They give you awards sometimes at work. Like you have ratings every month. And like if you get graded well and you sell well, sometimes you get like a perfect 5 rating, 5 out of 5. And I got one of those. I got a fucking perfect 5 out of 5 rating once for like August or some shit. A lot of these assholes will like hang their awards like in their cubicle. I don't do that because I'm not a douche. This isn't fucking elementary school, fellas. I'm a grown-up, self-motivated adult, and I don't need to fucking hang up some piece of paper where you printed, like, congratulations, you were a perfect rating for the month of October. I'm not going to do that. That doesn't fucking motivate me. Great, I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I did well, and I'm not going to get fired this month, and I'm glad I'm still getting my paychecks, but I'm also not a pretentious, douchey schmuck, so I'm not putting that shit on my walls. But a lot of people do it. A lot of people put the awards on their walls. I just don't get it. I overheard a conversation the other day from some fucking asshole. His wife is in the sales department too. So they're both in the sales department. They're both in the same sales department. And there's a lot of incentives and shit. Like if you get a certain amount of sales, you get like bonus money and all that stuff. So, you know, it's good. So he's talking to some other asshole about how like his wife is outselling him. He's like, yeah, I've been doing really well, but man, she did better than me last month. And I didn't hear the end of it at the dinner table. Wow. You guys sound like a real fucking exciting couple. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine hanging out with douchebags like that? I gotta tell you something. When I leave work, work is fucking gone. I'm not thinking about work. I'm not thinking about sales. I don't give a shit about any of it. Who the fuck goes home and brags to their significant other, especially if they're on the same job, of outperforming them on the job? Hey, honey, how many sales did you have today? 10? Yeah, I had 12. Why don't you suck on my tits? Like, are you fucking kidding me? And furthermore, you guys don't have anything else going on in your empty fucking pathetic worlds that all you're doing when you go home is brag to each other about how one's doing a better job than the other? Holy fuck. God damn. That's pathetic. That's fucking pathetic. I was so disgusted when I was listening to that bullshit. What a couple of fucking nerds. And they have kids too. You're showing your kids that lame douchey bullshit? You're going to raise lame douchey kids. The next generation of assholes. You ever look around you? You ever take a look around out in public when you're wandering around the store or the streets and you think, man, why are there so many fucking assholes around? That's why. That's why. Because douchebags raise douchebags. Because lame fucking assholes raise other lame fucking assholes. And the cycle continues. And it's going to continue until the end of time. Because I got to be honest with you. I've been around 35 years. There's no end to the douchiness in sight. How fucking depressing. Well, I'll be back. I'll be back Sunday. And I'll be back Wednesday. You get new episodes every Sunday and Wednesday. You can download it on Podbean. Either the app or the website. And you can follow on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. I'm elsewhere as well. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou. Why don't you check out my Instagram page at maybe 5 minutes. And you can follow the podcast on my Facebook timeline as well. I'll keep pumping that shit out for you.